Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 9 with verses 13 through 16. As it is written, I loved Jacob, but hated Esau. What then are we to say? Is there injustice on the part of God? Of course not. For he says to Moses, I will show mercy to whom I will. I will take pity on whom I will. So it depends not upon a person's will or exertion, but upon God, who shows mercy. Moses once asked God, Who do I say sent me? God replied, I am who I am. Came his omnipotence answer. That's a tough word, isn't it? Today you hear the same. That's an A-R. Isn't that funny? You hear the same, what God said to Moses that gave mankind hope for his mercy. For he says to Moses, I will show mercy to whom I will. I will take pity on whom I will. So, must we ask for his mercy? Or do you think we get it by showing up each day? Does God know your heart? Yes, indeed. He does show up in our practice, prayer, and proclamation when displaying honor, heroism. That's a tough word, too. And hunger for our practice, prayer, and proclamation when displaying honor, heroism and hunger for love, faith, and hope of living his mercy. We honor him by placing God first in every decision made, private and public. Sharing heroism in searching out souls that are lost, no matter the place or location. Where we display the hunger of God's redemption by every possible means necessary. To save the soul of the lost, lonely, and languished. Each week we participate, every other week we participate in a ministry called Meals on Wheels. If you have one locally, it's such an easy way to display God's mercy by taking a meal to somebody each day. You give an opportunity to meet the lost, the lonely, and the languished. Those who are just aching to hear something from God through the lips of his prophets. You. Amen. Finding things to do in mercy is just calling on God, asking him where to send you. Listening and following through. You can do it in a grocery line. You might see somebody behind you, obviously, would be blessed if you took care of their groceries. Or somebody that might need hand taking their groceries out of their car to put them in the trunk of their car. Or just asking somebody homeless how they are and have a talk with them takes mercy to the next step of displaying this hunger, this honor, this heroism that we place in our lives each day. So take the time to find his mercy in you and share him with the lost, lonely, and languished. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud as we pray for Alexandra and Alan. The Lord works on their hearts. And the people in the world pray for the softening of their hearts and forgiveness. And we pray for Gabriel and Jeffrey and Julian. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We're innocent bystanders in such travesty. We pray for their release. We pray for those who are dying today as we lift up the souls of those taking their last breath. And we pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those that we've said that we'd pray for, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 9. We're in verses 13 through 16 today. It's a two-stanza poem, ongoing in some areas. It's titled, Choice Mine, Pity Facade. Written is it, Esau hated, Jacob loved. Say we then, did God create injustice, beloved? Not absolute sin? Moses told by God, mercy shown, my choice. Choice mine. Pity facade, not depending, exertion, voice, mercy shown, God's Rolls Royce, amen. I'm Thomas Shoker. It is December 19, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 6:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Still searching for that bell. It indicates a moment of silence for our prayer time. If you're still joining us in our podcast, we like to end our work each day in a little bit of impromptu work. That's me speaking off the top of my head about things that are going on in the world. Did I tell you that we had some grapefruit pie the other day? Pink grapefruit pie. Woo! What can I say? It was delicious in every way. It had a cream topping that made me want to pray. Hey, thank you, Lord. It was worth every moment of the day. Let's try some pink grapefruit pie. It's a local delicacy here in Central Florida where citrus seems to be on every corner and allows the world to know vitamin C firsthand. Amen. Again, thanks for joining us as we close at 9:03 this morning in our podcast in the name of Jesus, thanking our friends who honor the name of Jesus, seeking those who do not know yet how to honor the name of Jesus. We say hello to John and Marie who honor the name of Jesus. Amen. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we say, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.